Okay, so this is Lara with the Average Joe Talk Show in Edinburgh with...
Bill.
Bill, and where are you from, Bill?
I'm from Leith.
Leith, and how big of a town or small of a town is that?
It's a wonderful place, but it's been almost destroyed by Edinburgh.
Wow.
Really. They were amalgamated, and Edinburgh then took over and destroyed half of the attractions in Leith, and they're still at it.
Wow.
But I'm now emigrated to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yes.
How far away is Leith?
It's just down the hill on the way to the water.
Oh.
If you look down, one of the main streets going down from George Street, you can see Leith on the water.
Wow. Yes. Okay. And what was an unusual person you grew up with? What's someone unusual?
That I grew up with? Mm-hmm. Now you're testing my memory.
Who's the first person who comes to mind?
A teacher I had in primary school.
What was their name?
His name was Dr. Bell.
What was he like?
Well, he took me out from the class.
Yeah.
And made me sit down facing the class.
Yeah.
And that was because he complained I was staring at him.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
And later on, the men in the green blue jackets came and took him away, yes.
Wow. Was he a little crazy?
Yeah.
Yes. And what did you do most of your life? Like, what was your career?
I worked in newspapers, magazines, editing, journalism, yes.
Wow. And I know you...
I did other things, but that was always as part of my journalistic exercise.
And tell me again how you met this nice lady here.
Well, have you heard of Workaways?
Yes.
Which Shannon was a workaway.
Wow. Doing what? What was she working?
She wasn't doing very much, but she was in the house, I guess. We had, at the same time, you see, I was on my own.
Yeah.
And I've got 5 children. My youngest daughter, when she left home, she organized workaways for me.
Oh.
So I've had workaways from all over the world.
Wow, so you met some cool people.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's
very
neat.
I'm still in touch with a number of them.
That's neat.
I mean, I'm talking about a lot of people from, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
You know, Paraguay and Moscow and anywhere. And Shannon was... at a time when I thought this business of having a new workaway every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. Although most of them were a pleasure, mm-hmm. occasionally you got one and you thought, oh my God, what have I got here?
Yeah.
I was looking for a long-term workaway.
Oh.
Somebody who would be, you know, with me on a regular basis.
Well, she turned out to be a long-term workaway. Nice.
But she was clever enough to realize that living in Stockbridge would be so much nicer than living in Alabama or anywhere like that.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so with all of your years, what is the secret to a happy life? What is your wisdom?
That's a very good question. Don't get upset for too long.
Yeah.
If you'd be just accept it and then get on with your life. At the moment, I have a number of medical conditions and problems, and if I were to worry about them all day long, I would just lie in bed and worry.
Yeah.
So you learn to live with them as far as you can, and this idea of having virtually no short-term memory, everything takes twice as long because you've got to work it out. There's no routines.
Oh.
Which button am I pressing here? Where have I been? Why am I here?
Right.
All that kind of thing, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of thing can really get to you. You know, if you can't remember the name of the street around the corner, but if you let it get to you, then you might as well just give up.
Yes.
So you just have to try and laugh about it and try and deal with it. So I think that's the important thing, is not to let the problems get in deep.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Can we give him a hand? Thank you. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you so much for coming to my show. If you enjoyed it, please tell someone, spread the word. And if you didn't enjoy it, you won't hurt my feelings. Life's too short to get hurt. hurt for too long. All right, thank you guys so much.